Rutherford County's place to talk. This is Rutherford Issues, hitting right at what matters most to all of us here in the heart of Tennessee. From Murfreesboro to Smyrna, Eagleville to Laverne, Leanna to Barfield, and everywhere in between. If it matters to you, you'll hear about it in the next hour here on Rutherford Issues. Now your host, Brian Barrett.
And a good morning to you. It is 10:06. I am Scott Walker sitting in for Brian on this Monday. Brian is off today. Got a lot of news to talk about this morning, especially about a special event coming up at the YMCA. It's called Winning at Wellness. We will have guests on this morning from the Y talking about their special guest who will be visiting the Y from NBC's Biggest Loser Contest, Season 14. The special guest is Gina McDonald. We'll talk about that in just a little while, right here on WGNS's Rutherford Issues. Time once more is 10:07. Let's get a look at that weather forecast. And Mandy is in with the latest in the weather. Mandy, what have we got for today?
Good morning, Scott. Partly sunny skies for your Monday as highs warm into the upper 50s. We'll have a west-southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low of 34 degrees. We have a slight chance for showers in the afternoon hours Tuesday, increasing cloud cover, 54 for your high. A good chance for rain Tuesday night, cloudy skies and a low near 40. Wednesday, we have a chance for rain, high of 49 degrees. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Mandy Thaluber.
Thanks a lot, Mandy. Right now, the temperature outside is at 53 degrees. The time is 10:08. Well, there are a lot of big news stories that we are currently following in the news. One of the events is a fire that took place at about 6:30 this morning in Laverne. And in that fire, one person did die. The fire was at a mobile home on the old Nashville Highway, and we will continue to follow that story throughout the morning. The other story that we are following is about a brutal attack, a domestic violence event that took place this morning at around 2 a.m. A domestic violence attack happened at 2315 Mercury Boulevard, again this morning at about 2 a.m. at Tennessee Park Apartments. The suspect allegedly made his way into the apartment with a sledgehammer. This again happened this morning at 2. The culprit is accused of stabbing the woman once he got inside the apartment with a screwdriver. The attack took place in front of her three young children inside the apartment. Now, the good news is the kids were not injured. The victim, though, she is at the local hospital, and she did lose a lot of blood, but she is doing better from what we understand this morning. In this attack, the attacker allegedly tried to scalp the victim with a box cutter as well. The man was caught by police as he was dragging the woman to his vehicle in the parking lot outside of the apartment complex. The name of the ex-husband who allegedly attacked his ex-wife this morning has not yet been released. WGNS will likely have more on this story later on this morning, possibly before the 12 o'clock news. We will keep you up to date on that situation. Time right now is 10:09. Again, the temperature outside is at 53 degrees. I've got more from ABC coming your way right now.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. There are some signs that the big stock market rally of 2013 might have stalled. Even though the major indices closed up on Friday, they were relatively flat last week, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed just below 14,000, having its first overall losing week of the year. Most Asian markets are closed today for the Lunar New Year holiday. Looking ahead, the so-called sequester is going to be on the minds of investors, also known as fiscal cliff number two. Dramatic across-the-board spending cuts will kick in on March 1st, unless Congress and the president can make a deal. Look for clues on possible common ground Tuesday night during the State of the Union address and the Republican response. More economic indicators later this week. The numbers for retail sales in January come out Wednesday. A report on consumer sentiment on Thursday. And sometime this week, perhaps in the next couple of days, the boards of American Airlines and U.S. Airways could decide if the two companies are going to merge. Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
It is 10:11 right now. Again, that temperature outside is holding at about 53 degrees. Well, don't forget, if you have an appointment at Murfreesboro Medical Clinic today and you originally scheduled that appointment for the North Highland Avenue location, that location is now closed. They do have their brand new facility wing open, and that is on Garrison Drive right here in Murfreesboro behind the hospital. And again, that new wing is officially open today. They moved in over the weekend, and it took a lot of work from what I understand. They moved a lot of equipment this past weekend to that brand new office. I don't know how many moving trucks it took, but that would be interesting to find out. I'm sure we'll learn more about that tomorrow morning, because Bart Walker is going to be live at the brand new Murfreesboro Medical Clinic office on Garrison Drive for the Action Line show. That is live tomorrow morning at 8:10, and his guest will be CEO Joey P. And I'm sure he'll ask him how many moving trucks it took to move the entire North Highland Avenue office over to the new Murfreesboro Medical Clinic location on Garrison Drive. I bet it took a lot of people. Anyways, the new office is now open, so if you've got an appointment that was scheduled at North Highland, it is going to be at the brand new office today on Garrison Drive near the hospital. So keep that in mind as you make your way out to your appointment later on today. Also in the news, Middle Tennessee Medical Center is hosting a free joint replacement seminar, 6 o'clock, February the 28th. That's 6 p.m., and that'll be at MTMC. And during the seminar, participants will learn about the anatomy of the knee, the hip, and the shoulder. And they'll also learn the common causes of joint pain and the latest treatments available from MTMC's Joint Replacement Center experts. Featured physician includes Dr. Matthew Barrett, James Runge, and Russell McKissick. That's all going on February the 28th at MTMC. To reserve a seat, call the number 284-LIFE. Again, that's 284-LIFE. Time right now is 10:13. You are tuned to WGNS. You may be listening to one of our streaming apps, and those streaming apps are available for you for free via the iTunes Store or the Android Store, Google Play. So if you haven't downloaded one of the free streaming apps yet, you may want to do so. That way you can listen to WGNS anywhere in the world, anytime you want to. All the MTSU games, those are all heard on our streaming apps and also online at WGNSradio.com. And speaking of MTSU, coming up tonight, the Coaches Show will be on the air. That'll begin at 6 o'clock this evening. You can hear it live on the radio or hear it over one of our streaming apps that you can get for free in the iTunes market or the Google Play Android store. Time 10:13. Our guest from the YMCA will be here in just a minute.
You can go all the way at Ford of Murfreesboro Truck Country USA. Game season may be here, but there's no games at Ford of Murfreesboro. Right now, drive away in a new Ford F-150 for just $17,990. Not one, every new 2013 Ford F-150 with an MSRP of $24,665 is just $17,990. Also, get 0% financing for 60 months. Hurry to Ford of Murfreesboro, 1550 Northwest Broad Street, or visit fordofmurfreesboro.com.
I'm David Lee. Come see me at Ford of Murfreesboro.
This is Good Neighbor Events, brought to you by Omniot Restaurant in Smyrna, the Rutherford Home Shop, Saturdays at noon on WGNS, and AmeriCare Pest Control.
This is Josh at South Branch Nursery, your full-service, one-stop garden center open to everyone. We have 10.5 acres of combined plant material, mulches, landscape stone, and lawn decor. Want to grow a garden this spring? Now is a great time to layer it for winter, and we have everything from straw to compost to ensure your garden is successful. We even offer snow removal and ice melt application. This is Josh inviting you to come visit our South Church Street location just off I-24 past Indian Hills Golf Course, or give us a call at 893-4030.
Time for Good Neighbor Events on this Monday, February the 11th. The Red Cross is having a blood drive all through the day today at the Murfreesboro Red Cross. That's at 501 Memorial Boulevard. That blood drive is from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. at the Red Cross. Please give the gift of life. And the Old Timers Baseball Hall of Fame dinner is tonight, starting at 6 o'clock over at the Cannonsburg Log Cabin. It's an opportunity to talk baseball and share memories. That fellowship begins at 6. The dinner and the program are at 7. And the admission is $15, which includes the dinner. That's all tonight at 6 o'clock in the Log Cabin at Cannonsburg. At 8 o'clock tonight, a guest flute recital at MTSU featuring Claudia Anderson. That's in the Wright Music Building at 8 o'clock tonight. And tomorrow night from 5 until 7, an affair for the arts at the home of MTSU President Dr. Sidney McPhee and First Lady Elizabeth. This is a fundraiser for the Murfreesboro Center for the Arts. And you're reminded that parking is across the street at the Ingram Building, and a shuttle service will take you to the president's home. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
Hi, I'm Don Patterson, an internal medicine physician with Middle Tennessee Medical Group, a new multi-specialty office dedicated to the health and well-being of you and your family. Our physicians provide expertise in family and internal medicine, as well as other specialties. Middle Tennessee Medical Group offers two locations in Murfreesboro for your convenience. To make an appointment with a Middle Tennessee Medical Group physician, call 396-6800 or visit middletnmedicalgroup.com.
It could be any moment the deer of a lifetime walks by, and you have to be prepared. That's why you need to shop Murfreesboro Outdoors.
This is Randy at Murfreesboro Outdoors.
All right, now you hit that one, my boy.
We got camouflage clothes, shotguns, shells, boots, pretty much anything. We got it. If we don't have it, we'll get it.
Murfreesboro Outdoors on Northwest Broad Street, just down from the old International Paper location.
Rutherford Issues. Rutherford Issues. Nobody covers Rutherford County better than WGNS. WGNS. FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and TV 11.
News time right now is 10:17. You are tuned to WGNS. Our guest now, Michelle Grinsing, and also Paul Scott, the wellness director of The Y. How are both of y'all doing?
Doing great.
Doing great.
And
thank
Michelle,
you.
Michelle, did I get the last name right?
You did the second time.
The second time.
Grinsing, yeah.
I was close.
You did great.
So you guys have got a big event that's coming up at The Y. And Michelle, I know you're helping to put all this together. And the guest is pretty interesting. Tell us about the guest who's going to be there.
Well, our main guest is Carter Hayes. Carter Hayes is actually a local expert in fitness from Franklin. He's recognized well enough that he has trained four different Biggest Loser contestants over the years. So what we're really excited about is he is currently training a current contestant, Gina McDonald. So she will be on TV on Monday night, because that has all been pre-recorded, and then she will be here in Murfreesboro on Tuesday night to share her Biggest Loser story and her experience with Carter Hayes.
Now, I have not been following Biggest Loser on TV, but has she been on for the past couple of weeks?
Yes, she has.
So she's going to be here. I mean, obviously, like you said, it's pre-recorded.
Yes.
But she'll be here to talk at this event at The Y.
Yes. From what I understand, I'm not 100% certain. That show, they spend time, what you're seeing on the TV show, they're at the ranch, so to speak. And then they leave that, and there's a period of time before the final show airs. And that's where Carter Hayes has come into play over the years with some of those contestants from their time on the actual ranch and then in between before their final appearance.
Now, Gina, has she already lost all of her weight? Or I guess we'll have to find out.
We're going to find out. It'll be exciting.
y'all have not seen her yet.
No.
We haven't.
And that's part of the unique experience. You get to see Carter's involvement and transformation of her, but also be able to get a sneak preview of what she looks like before that final finale airs on TV if you come out in person to our event here at The Y.
And so when you are at The Y at this event, you may be looking at the winner of the Biggest Loser.
You never know.
Idea. Yeah.
I guess she doesn't know yet either. I would imagine
the finale's live, from what I understand. So yeah. So whoever
they'll find out soon.
That's right.
And this is all going to take place February the 12th, which is this coming Friday.
It's coming Tuesday. Yeah. It's tomorrow night.
That's
7 p.m.
I wasn't even thinking.
Right.
That's right. So tomorrow.
Yep.
Yes.
Tomorrow and it's
night.
Open to both non-members and members. Anybody who wants to come. It's a first come, first serve kind of event. And we just want to get into the Rutherford County community some active wellness and some great speakers to come out and just get everybody as fit as they can be for the new year.
Does The Y hold a lot of these wellness type events, these speaking engagements?
This is actually a first for us of this magnitude at the Rutherford County Y. It's been a while since we've had some seminars that have been open to the public, and to be able to have somebody with Carter's background to be able to come and share with our community really shows our focus and dedication to wanting to get wellness outside of our walls and into the community and help in any way that we can.
And how did the setting up of this all come about?
Well, first of all, Paul is new at the YMCA as the wellness director. And as a board member of the YMCA, we have been looking at the interests of the members for over the past year. And we have found that there's a lot of interest out there for people to get more information outside of the gym in regards to health and fitness. And we've tossed around a lot of ideas, and then Paul came along, and he's just been the best person to lock arms with because he shares my attitude of let's not look at what can't be done. Let's really partner together and see what can be done. And so Juice Plus has a lot of speakers that they do a lot of these types of events really around the country. And because of my affiliation with that program, we partnered together and came up with Carter Hayes, who is in the Juice Plus speaking arsenal. It's great. It's great to have him locally. So that's how we knew about him.
And that's part of the why, being able to get out and work with local businesses and companies and that sort of thing to let them know about our vision of wellness and know that we're a nonprofit organization. And it's a way for other area businesses to work with a nonprofit to bring great things to the community and be in a community involvement type activity. Carter also is with, he owns the 3C Wellness Academy, which is a Christian-based wellness academy, and the Y is a Christian-based organization as well. So the combination of everybody getting together on this just made a whole lot of sense for what we stand for and how we can work together with community and local businesses.
Hey, I'm curious, this whole vision of being fit and whatnot, mm-hmm. For both of y'all, has this always been a part of your life as far as Michelle, nutrition goes, and for you as far as exercise goes, has this always been a part of your life?
For me, it really has been in many different levels, and since my years of becoming a mom and training, my daughters are very competitive swimmers, and it goes beyond just the gym and just about weight loss or it just goes beyond the weight loss aspect and the fitness aspect. It really goes into who you are and how you what you believe about yourself, and that's what really impassions me, and that is what people will get from the event on Tuesday night. Anybody can go in the Biggest Loser and go through those things and drop some weight. But once you leave the show, it goes much more within the person and what they believe about themselves. And Carter does that through his Wellness Academy. And, you know, the YMCA does that. It's not a gym in the box, I like to say. There's so much that the YMCA offers for a person beyond just health and fitness goals. So that's what really impassions me. In the areas of health and nutrition?
For me, honestly, no, I didn't start out in wellness. I tell people that Little Debbie was my first girlfriend, and I love junk food. I'm also a musician, and I realized that I needed to have both a cardiovascular fitness in order to breathe and perform on stage and that sort of thing. So when I started to realize that wellness was an important part of that, I just fell in love with it, and then and made that part of my profession as well. And I've dealt with several family members that have gone through being diabetic, cancer, those sorts of things. And one of the great things about the Y is it's not the exterior that's our focus as much as the interior wellness and getting the body moving. And and we have special programs through our After Breast Cancer program, and youth diabetes programs, obesity programs, and things like that to help people with total wellness. And it's just about getting our community in a better place of being.
Paul, did you actually start at the Y here in Murfreesboro, or were you previously at a different Y?
I've been here in the past. I was on as a personal trainer and worked in wellness as a coordinator for wellness about 5 years ago in Murfreesboro. Left that for a while to do things with music, and then got back with personal training over at Cool Springs Y. And then when things came available to come do personal training and ultimately the wellness director position here, I knew that it was a place that I wanted to be at and be part of this community again.
Most of the musicians I know, they don't eat so well, so you're kind of a rare bird.
Well, that's why we have cheat days. Yeah. So I definitely incorporate a couple of those into my week. But the better you feel inside and out, you have more choices with what you're able to do. I never wanted to be grounded or locked behind my guitar and mic stand and not feel like I couldn't move or support, you know, what I'm doing musically. And definitely when you take on wellness as a change in lifestyle, it opens the doors up to whatever your goals might be.
What are some of the stories that you've heard at the Y as far as people changing their life goes?
Well, weight loss is, you know, usually a primary goal, and I certainly have helped many people in that area. I think the biggest change that a lot of people experience that they don't expect is when they meet some of those weight loss challenges. They open doors to trying new things. And I think that when they find like doing half marathons or simply getting in and out of the pool and things like that, that they never thought were going to be options for them, the options of life and life's vision just opens up dramatically. To see people come off of cholesterol medication, to see them come off of insulin, to see them come through our breast cancer program. My mom was actually part of our after breast cancer program, and to see someone in those programs come in with life just, you know, handing them a bad card and be able to become victorious at the end of that with support through nutrition and exercise. The Y is just all about life change.
How many people do you see who are there because their doctor specifically said, look, you've got to do something?
Gosh, I would say 60-70%, honestly, of the people that we see. I think that's what makes the Y so unique to any other wellness facility. We're not a gym and swim. We are a wellness facility, and people come to us because they want that life change, and we I file tons of medical clearances all day long from people who are seeking to get better, and the best thing is when they'll come to me maybe a month or 2 months later and are just grinning from ear to ear, not only because their pants fit better, but because they say, look, here's my new medication list, and it went from like 11 down to 3, and they feel like they get a sense of control back in their life.
How long does it take you to start feeling better after you start that exercise program?
The first 10 days are going to be awful. If you can give me 10 days, it sounds like a trying to set you up for something. But honestly, if you can put 10 days into just knowing it's not going to be a whole lot of fun, after 2 weeks, boy, you start to just, you get an energy back to you. Even just the cardiovascular sense of being able to breathe in and breathe out and have that feel like a good thing as opposed to a labored thing. You end up wanting to be more active. You'll purposely park your car further away, just because you want to feel your body move again. So many people have sunk into the chair, so to speak, at home and lifestyle, and we just want to help people with that.
This morning we're talking about the YMCA and a special program coming up, and our guest, Paul Scott, the wellness director of the Y, and also Michelle Grinsing, who is with Juice Plus and who's helping out with the event. And we'll talk more about it in just a minute, but next, Mike Huckabee will be on the air.
I get a radio that's kind of possessed.
It's coast to coast AM overnight every night.
You have a possessed radio?
Yeah.
WGNS, Murfreesboro.
We make important choices in our lives every day. You owe it to yourself to make an informed decision about where to receive cancer treatment. The Cancer Center at Middle Tennessee Medical Center offers the area's only accredited program. That means it meets the high standards set by the Commission on Cancer. We consider it a blessing to provide you with the very best care available. To locate an MTMC physician, call...
This is the Huckabee Report for Monday. I'm Mike Huckabee from Jerusalem in Israel. To quote the WHO,
I think the kids are all right. I'll explain next. You went to bed with your life savings in the bank and you woke up broke. That's because an ID thief stole your identity, took over your bank accounts, and stole everything, including your retirement. And then it hits you. Wait, why didn't your identity theft protection help stop this? Because you didn't have the most comprehensive ID theft protection service available, LifeLock Ultimate. This is the new science in identity theft protection. It's a game changer. They brought it to my listeners first. I got it, and you need it. LifeLock goes way beyond guarding your identity, your good name, and credit. Well, those are essential. But now LifeLock is the only identity theft protection company that monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. Look, LifeLock can't protect you or your bank accounts if you're not a member. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention Huckabee. You'll get 10% off your LifeLock membership. Call 1-800-240-LOCK, 1-800-240-LOCK, 1-800-240-LOCK. We often hear that young people today don't care about the future. Well, I beg to differ. Last week, I had the honor of speaking at New York Syracuse University about the future of conservatism, invited by the college Republicans, and I had the chance to talk with them at dinner. They explained why they believe in a free market economy, individual responsibility, the sanctity of life, limited government, and a strong national defense. Right now, top Republicans are planning to spend big money to destroy primary candidates they deem too conservative. So why do the Democrats' job of destroying fellow Republicans? The students I met at Syracuse were passionate about what they believe in and why, not what they hate. The GOP might be better off if they ran the party instead of the so-called adults that are now in charge. And this is the Huckabee Report.
Catch Mike Huckabee's views on the day's news every morning and afternoon here on Rutherford County's Place to Talk, WGNS. The Huckabee Report is brought to you by...
My name is John Cunningham, owner of the Cunningham Financial Group, 895-7773.
Stuck in a state of falling behind, struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? I'm State Farm Agent Andy Wama. Let me help you simplify and get you to a better state. By handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies could mean earning discounts worth up to 40%.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Andy Wama. 890-0850.
To bag the deer of a lifetime, you have to be prepared. That's why you need to shop Murfreesboro Outdoors.
This is Randy at Murfreesboro Outdoors. We get camouflage clothes, shotguns, shells.
Murfreesboro Outdoors on Northwest Broad Street.
Sports the way you like it. Local. All sports talk with Buddy Hill and Tim Tackett. Weekdays at 2 on WGNS. AM, FM, online.
Are you taking your health seriously? Sunshine Nutrition Center is your full-range health food store and knowledgeable center helping you to achieve your health needs. You have questions? We've got answers here at Sunshine Nutrition Center located at 621 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
That's Kim Hilsman.
Do you have a recovery plan for your investments? This is Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor. And while no one can control the market, you can take advantage of investment opportunities that exist today, such as attractive prices on quality investments. At the same time, it is important to be well-positioned for whatever the market does tomorrow. Call me, Lee Colvin, at 907-7056, or stop by my office today on Rutherford Boulevard in the Public Shopping Center. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
This is Rutherford Issues, hitting right at what matters most to all of us here in the heart of Tennessee.
Right now the time, 10:34. That temperature outside is holding at 53 degrees. Let's get a look at that weather forecast real quick.
Good morning, Scott. Partly sunny skies for your Monday as highs warm into the upper 50s. We'll have a west-southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low of 34 degrees. We have a slight chance for showers in the afternoon hours Tuesday, increasing cloud cover, 54 for your high. A good chance for rain Tuesday night, cloudy skies and a low near 40. Wednesday, we have a chance for rain, high of 49 degrees. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Mandy Thaluber.
And again, right now, that temperature outside is at 53 degrees. Our guest today, Michelle Grinsing, and also Paul Scott. And Paul is the wellness director of the YMCA, and Michelle is with Juice Plus here in town. I guess, kind of tell us what Carter is going to talk about. What is his focus going to be tomorrow night?
Well, really to to help get that person beyond just the weight loss focus. Because, you know, the reality is just about everybody's been on a diet and have hopefully had a little bit of success with weight loss. But it's really important to understand who you are and what you believe about yourself to carry you beyond that weight loss and to keep your weight off and to just be better than in what you can accomplish. Feel better about yourself. Be better at your job, whatever you do in life. Carter does a really great job of just really inspiring you beyond that.
And one of the wise, main foundations is that we're a spirit, mind, and body center. And Carter brings that as is seen through his 3C Wellness Academy as well, that we want to prepare the spirit, the body, and the mind for a total wellness. And so he's going to also talk about the maintenance of that. What do you do once you get that weight off? Or if your goal isn't a huge goal, how do you get there? And then if you've accomplished a huge goal, how do you keep on track and stay the course?
I would say the majority of people listening this morning have been on a diet of some sort in the past, if not right now. How hard is it to actually get on a diet and stay on that diet?
It can be difficult at first. Like with any sort of plan or goal, it's about the, you know, setting the small action steps in place first. Carter's definitely going to talk about what are the first few initial steps that you're going to take, and then also building a support team around you to reach that goal. Many people try to do diets or exercise on their own, and that's perfectly fine, but we found that the success rate is much higher when you are in a community of support, and the Y is definitely a place of support with that. And that's where we're going to help people and coach them along, whether it's through personal training or working with one of our wellness coaches, or simply just stopping in when you come in to do your exercise at the Welcome Center and having somebody go, "Hey, hope you have a great workout." That constant environment of encouragement telling you that you're doing what you need to do to better yourself helps you to get through those steps and go towards bigger goals as you're moving along.
For most people, you hear the words personal trainer and you think, you got to be rich to have a personal trainer. But I guess that's not the case if you do it through the Y.
Certainly not the case. You know, the Y prides itself on being a nonprofit organization, but also most of the money that is donated to the Y is actually for subsidizing memberships. So many of our participants that come to the Y and go through our wellness activities may actually be on some sort of reduced rate based on their income. That does not keep anyone from using the services of personal training. We have brought the costs way down. Members get a fantastic discount on personal training. There are no contracts involved with personal training for the Y that says you have to do it for a certain amount of time or anything like that. You simply buy the amount of sessions that works best for you, and our trainers work with you in between your sessions as well to make sure that you're meeting your goals when you are working on your own, and we devise a plan of action that works best for you.
Now, personal trainer aside, it's free to ask questions once you're at the Y and a member of the Y to anybody there on the staff. So if you need help with something, I'm sure you'll be able to give it to them.
100%. Every one of our shifts is maintained by a wellness staff on the floor at all times, making sure that not only the center is functioning well, but there and available to do questions that you might have. We're also getting ready to introduce a fantastic assessment program called Polar Age Fit, and that will be coming to us here within the next few weeks, where members at no cost, part of their membership, can get a full assessment of body mass index, body fat percentage, cardiovascular evaluation, and find out what their true body age is, and then also get a plan of action to get them to the body age that they desire to be at. And that's all included with part of your membership to run the course of that assessment.
Michelle, you were saying that a healthy lifestyle is just that. It is a lifestyle that you lead over the years. I mean, it's not something that you change every single week or every single month.
Right.
You need to stay on board with it. How have you been able to do that with your family over the years?
Well, I think, it's always a moving target first of all, you got to make that really important to you. You know, believe in yourself enough that you're important enough that what you're doing, eating, exercise, stress, sleep, that you're important enough to make good choices. So Juice Plus has been a catalyst for us in the education it provides and the products that it provides. And then the community of people, Paul touched on that. The community of people that we surround ourselves with really matters. Our faith is very important in that because, you know, whenever we build up our faith, it builds up how we, not just how we think about ourselves. You know, we need to realize that we're all very important and we all struggle with so many of the same things. And there are strategies and tools out there that can help us all no matter where we're at in our journey. If we want to be an elite athlete, or maybe we just want to wake up in the morning and feel really ready to go out and work our jobs and be productive. So does that answer your question?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
I'm curious. Some doctors say vitamins are great. You should take them every day. Other doctors say not the case. We don't think so.
Right. Right.
Where do you stand on that? And how long have you been taking vitamins of doing so?
Well, that's a great question. In fact, my family owned a health food store for 11 years. So my eyes have been really opened. And actually, my opinions became quite jaded in the realm of this supplemental type industry and what we should do and what we shouldn't do. And gosh, you know, if you were at home during the day and you watched Dr. Oz, I think he offers a lot of great advice, but it's contradictory and it gets confusing. But on the stance of vitamins, that's also a moving target. You know, about 30 years ago, 20 years ago, we were seeing all this movement of what can we do with cancer and all the rise in disease, and vitamins may be our answer. But if you look at the truth out there today in scientific research and even the covers of our magazines or what shows up in USA Today, they are saying clearly that vitamins are not the answer. Food is the answer. And universally, fruits and vegetables, the more fruits and vegetables a person eats, they're better. I mean, universally, no matter what their struggle is or what their victories are, fruits and vegetables matter. And so I am not a believer in vitamins. I'm a believer in whole food, getting all the known and the unknown nutrients that are there in food. Interestingly enough, last week I was on an educational call and they were talking about pregnancy and healthy babies. And evidently there's something in our foods, a vitamin called PPQ or PQQ, I can't quite remember, that they have identified that really help. Well, you're not going to see that on any vitamin label or multivitamin. You have to eat the fruits and vegetables and you need to eat a rainbow. And that's really our mission out there in the world of Juice Plus, to inspire healthy living around the world through consuming more fruits and vegetables.
Raw foods or cooked foods?
Both. You know, there's a place for both, but you're going to get more life force from your food, live power, if it's raw. That's what I believe.
And Paul, when you're working with people on a daily basis, how important do you stress to them that the meal they eat each day or the meals they eat each day are one of the most valuable things they can do for their body?
It is. Your meal plan is giving information to your body, telling your body what to do, how to prepare for an activity. And as simple as carbohydrates providing energy, protein providing muscle strength and protection. So your diet certainly is a huge part. I think any of us who've ever been to a doctor, they always recommend diet and exercise. And it's as effective, if not more effective, often than the medications that are prescribed. And yet the focus on that is not always there. I think one of the interesting things too is that exercise makes your body more receptive to the nutrients that you're taking in. So if you are just on a supplement type base or go to, you know, grab the latest pill that's going to make you lose weight and that sort of thing, it's not going to happen unless you have your body in a state of exercise to where it's receptive to the things that are coming into it. And as you're sweating and you're getting rid of toxins, you're also making your body in a more receptive state to the nutrients that you put in, whether that's good or bad. So it's very, very important that, you know, that the diet is a focus of that. And educating yourself or working with one of our trainers to understand what food's functions are. Each food is a fuel and therefore has a function and what its purpose is to make the body respond. And once you start looking at food as fuel and function, it becomes very easy to know what to eat when and add that into your exercise. It doesn't have to be a super math problem to make it happen. Getting your colors of foods in and making sure they're happening at the right times for the right function that you want and keeping your exercise active will help a whole lot.
Again, our guest today, Paul Scott, the wellness director of the Y, and Michelle Grinsing, who is with Juice Plus here in town. And as we close out the show, just wanted to remind everybody the special event is tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. It's free. Mm-hmm. What age groups?
You know, Carter really stressed to us as we were working to put this together that this is for families. Now, because it is kind of a lecture-type setting, he recommends ages 10 and up. So if you're members of the YMCA, there's childcare provided there. So, you know, please, you know, members out there, come and be there. But really, it's for anybody. It's for anybody ages 10 and up.
Again, this is at the Y here in Murfreesboro. Yep. Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, everybody's invited. If you're a member or if you're not a member.
Correct.
All right.
Correct.
Yeah, and you might want to get there early just because of seating. You know, we'll be starting to let people in around 6:15. Mm-hmm. So come on in early, and we'd love to see everybody here in Murfreesboro out there.
Sounds good. Well, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you,
Scott.
And keep us up to date on everything that's happening at the Y over the next couple of months.
We'll do.
Right now, the time is 10:47. You're tuned to WGNS. Stay with us. We do have more news coming up in just a minute.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-460-3580, 800-460-3580.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
When you have auto glass damage, it makes a big difference who you choose to fix it. Only Safe Light, America's largest, gives you the reliability of always being there. With our 24/7 live call center, online scheduling, even a mobile app. And Safe Light emails a photo of the technician before we arrive, so you know who to expect.
Just ask your insurance company for Safe Light or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
We're at the Garden Patch Thrift Store on Spring Street across from the tall NHC building with Christy Sanford here joining us. And Christy, you have more than just clothing here at the thrift store. You've got lots of furniture.
Couches, recliners, chairs, office desk, and definitely appliances.
The warehouse store at the Garden Patch is open Wednesdays and Thursdays.
It changes so often, we have a lot of turnover back there.
The Garden Patch Thrift Store warehouse is open Wednesdays and Thursdays. They're on Spring Street.
Toots. Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. Each year, Toots Restaurants supports the Lady Raiders and the MTSU Blue Raiders basketball programs. If the Blue Raiders or Lady Raiders score 100 points, bring your ticket stub in for free wings at Toots. You can bring the whole family in and eat very reasonably at any of our three locations here in Rutherford County.
Good food and fun. Toots.
If the Blue Raiders or Lady Raiders score 100 points, bring your ticket stub in for free wings at Toots.
Good food and fun.
There is an underground civilization underneath of the North American continent.
It's Coast to Coast AM overnight every night on WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Live with breaking news.
This is Talk Radio WGNS.
It is 10:50 right now. Again, this is WGNS. Well, we have this breaking news update. This out of Nashville. Police at Tennessee State University are investigating threats of violence at an on-campus dormitory. TSU's text alert system said that there were threats of violence made to students at the Boyd Hall dorm this morning. Now, no violence has actually taken place. Nothing has happened as of yet. Police are obviously in the area and making sure nothing does happen at TSU. But again, this was just another threat of, seems like several that we've heard over the past couple of months at schools. This one obviously at the university. The last one we heard was at Warren County last week. And in that case, a British man was threatening violence at schools in Warren County via Facebook. In this case, police at TSU say that somebody has made threats of violence to students, but they're not saying who made that threat yet. I don't know if they've actually tracked down the person who made the threat yet. And they're also not saying how the threat was made as of yet. But again, this out of Nashville at TSU, police are obviously on the scene. TSU officers are on the scene, and Metro is also there at the school. Time right now, 10:51. Local news comes your way in about 1 minute.
Here's Frank LePetri, pastor of Holly Grove Baptist Church.
A friend of mine concludes many of his notes with these words: remember to be good to each other. That's great advice. The daily stresses of life can easily cause us to get irritable with our spouses or with others. We pick at little annoyances or criticize minor habits. We blurt out harmful, unkind words without thinking. The book of Proverbs gives us counsel about words we use, saying, whoever guards his mouth and tongue keeps his soul from trouble. And this warning, reckless words pierce like a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. This is Frank LePetri, pastor of Holly Grove Baptist Church. As we work daily to be good to each other, ask the Lord to fill our hearts with the words that will bring blessings. Like the writer says in Proverbs 16:24, pleasant words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the bones.
Be sure to visit our website, hollygrovebaptist.com.
Holly Grove Baptist Church, reaching out to offer hope.
WeatherEye.
Partly sunny skies for your Monday forecast as highs warm into the upper 50s, a west-southwest wind between 5 and 10 miles per hour. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Valuber.
Right now, 52.
The Rutherford County School Resource Officer Division proudly announces its 8th annual rodeo, being held at Miller Coliseum on Thompson Lane, Murfreesboro, March 1st and 2nd. Tickets are available through any school resource officer or call 904-3070.
Stay ahead of severe weather. Get breaking news and local sports scores first. This is Jenny Williams at Gill's Ace Hardware in Smyrna. We sponsor text alerts from WGNSradio.com. Look for the sign-up link on the homepage. It's a free service.
Reeve Same Drugstore. There's an app for that. Add the Reeve Same app to your mobile device, create an account, and you can order prescription refills, arrange for pickup and delivery, track upcoming refill dates in your medication record, and view your drug information. To download, visit reevesane.com/refills. This is Lori Sane Smith at Reeve Sane at 1801 Memorial Boulevard. Also, visit us at reevesane.com.
It's the Morning News with Scott Walker on WGNS, FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com.
News time right now is 10:54. Well, we are continuing to follow that story in regards to a domestic violence situation that occurred early this morning at around 2 o'clock. An ex-husband allegedly attacked his ex-wife in her apartment at 2315 Mercury Boulevard at 2 this morning in Murfreesboro. The incident was reported at Tennessee Park Apartments. The brutal attack took place despite an order of protection barring the suspect from having contact with the victim. The suspect allegedly made his way into the apartment with a sledgehammer at 2 this morning. The culprit is accused of stabbing the woman once inside with a screwdriver. The attack took place in front of her three young children inside the apartment. Now, reports indicate this man also tried to scalp the woman with a box cutter. The victim is now at a nearby hospital. She did lose a lot of blood, but we are told she did survive the attack and she is under medical care at this time. By the way, the children were not physically injured in that attack. The ex-husband, he was caught by police as he was dragging the victim to his car. His name has not yet been released.